This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time for the Junks to head on over to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to John Keim, Commander's reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com. Good morning, John. How are you?
What up, fellas? I'm tired from this travel already that hasn't even started.
Yeah. Right? And I got to imagine that, like, for those of us that don't go to the games, it's pretty cool, I think, to have a Christmas Day game, 1 o'clock. You can still hang out, watch it with your family. Guy like you, guy like Grant, who likes to go to all the games, needs to be there to cover them. You got to be there at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. or whatever. It does kind of ruin the day for you, doesn't it?
Oh, you don't have a day for it. So, I mean, I'll leave my house by 8:15, and you're not getting home. I'm not getting home until like 8:30 at the earliest. So, nobody likes to hear us complain. So I'm not, that's just a matter of fact. That's my day on those days.
Yeah.
But even like with Thanksgiving, I have a very supportive, flexible spouse.
Right.
And so even Thanksgiving, we would celebrate it on Friday when we get home from Dallas. So this one, we'll dance around it. The good thing, I will say this, for me, my kids are older. So, it's different, right? You can do those things. You can be a little more flexible, so we'll be fine. But yeah, for little people with little kids, a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
Just a little footnote. We've thrived on complaining for 30 years.
Yeah, it's kind of one of our cornerstones, John.
Yeah. You can make a good living doing it, buddy.
Well, my understanding is there's another employer at Odyssey who gets in trouble for complaining a lot. Maybe his nickname is the Rooster.
He's made a cottage industry out of it as well.
Listen, I love Russell, but he's going to get goofed on no matter what he does.
That is true.
There's no getting around it.
So, John, is your passport updated? Or will you be making the trek to Madrid for week 11? I know I'm jumping way forward in the schedule, but that's one of the highlights, is that the Commanders are being featured in an international game.
My passport is up to date, so I'll be good to go. And that's listen, man, the one thing initially that you're dreading was possibly Brazil. Because that was not an enjoyable trip for people who went last year. And I love Spain, so that's a great one.
What were the issues with Brazil? I know that there, like, crime was a big thing as far as the league was concerned, as far as securing the teams. What were the hang-ups for media that was traveling?
Crime and traffic. Okay. And I know our reporter who was there, he told me it took him like 2 hours to go like 15 miles or something like that, to go from the hotel to the practice facility, and they're just, I think there are a lot of safety concerns as well. So not an ideal place. I don't understand that. But Spain 100 times better for what, you know, for anybody else. So that's going to be a great one.
So, John, I've kind of declared the Commanders the NFL's sexiest team. And I feel like it's somewhat vindicated with the way this schedule plays out. I don't know exactly, what is it, five primetime games, and then people are calling them standalone games, I guess, like, you know, like a 4:30 Fox
National
game.
National window games, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're right up there with anybody else, and I think this schedule kind of proves that.
I mean, it's, you know, someone here told me, you know, blame Jaden. So, yeah. Because, like, that's, listen, they're not only good, but they have one of the most exciting young players in the game.
Right.
So the combination of that, I think this is a franchise that people, you know, certainly now, I think it means something when they do well, right? And it's better for the league, I think, when this team's better. And then you add Jaden Daniels on top of that, and he's a great face for the league as they move forward, you know? And so I think he's, you know, they're very marketable, which is, I laugh because, like, I still, every time I say this or talk about this, you think, like, 2 years ago, man, like, you know, look at where we are with this, but it's true. And I mean, he went overseas earlier this offseason as part of NFL promotional stuff over to France. So they clearly understand or feel like they have something here in them and in this team and him.
So, John, for the creatures of habit that have watched this team for so long, that are used to just turning on their TV at like 12:30 on a Sunday, getting ready for that. That standard 1 p.m. game. Yeah, it's not going to happen because from week 5 through week 13, they don't have a single 1 p.m. game on the slate. That's quite a departure for this team.
And it's, you know, seeing what I hear for me is like, God, you're not getting any sleep.
Yeah.
So, because that's a brutal stretch, there's like the first game is a 1 o'clock game, like three of the first four are 1 o'clock. So they kind of tease you. And then a couple of the last ones are 1 o'clock. That's fine. But yeah, that's a rough stretch. And I also wonder just for the preparation for the team, how that affects them, right? Because they're traveling a lot of miles and then it's just a different week when you're having those kind of games. You know, like in terms of recovery, et cetera, that what's the impact there? I felt like last year they were a very fresh team, and you wonder, will there be? I would say this too, like one of the things that I think Dan Quinn is very good at is like not letting things become excuses. And so I think whatever situation you have, you embrace it. But that's a challenging stretch for a couple of reasons, in addition to the teams that they're playing.
Yeah, and part of that stretch, I think the league actually took care of the Commanders here, whereas in years past, you would think the league didn't really do them any favors because sandwiched around that international game, they have back-to-back home games against Seattle and Detroit.
Right.
Then they have the trip to Madrid. Then they've got a bye week. And then they come out of the bye with another home game.
Correct.
So, like, I think they actually, like looked into did some planning around there.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And I think, you know, yeah, absolutely they did. And the, you know, those, yes, they did. I agree with that. And that's a help. And you have to have the bye afterwards. I mean, sometimes some teams request not to have it then. But, yeah, I think having the home games after that, before and after, definitely helps.
When you look at it from afar, John, I mean, obviously, I don't think the schedule is easy this year, right? It's gone up significantly from last year. But is there a stretch that you say, okay, this might be a better stretch for them, and then this might be maybe on paper a more difficult stretch? Certainly at the end, with closing out with like four division games.
Well, four division games, but also Denver and Minnesota. Like, yeah. Those are two good teams, and you're playing them back-to-back, and then you get into four straight division games. Like, that's a tough finish.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's the, like, the entire NFC East has tough schedules according to, you know, percentages from last year, right? Win percentage from last year. And I think of those four, I think the Commanders have the easiest of the hardest, if that makes sense. Like, but it's not, I mean – it is definitely a hard schedule. But, yeah, like, that last stretch, I think, is really, really tough. I mean, you look at to open it up, you know, with the Giants and the Raiders in two of the first three at home, that's a good stretch. And even the Chargers, who is it? They're obviously a very good team, but you're playing on the road and you'll probably have a lot of fans there for you, right? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't call that easy. But I think it's, you know, at least if it's a road game, you're going to be, it's not going to feel as much like a road game as some others. But I don't know that there's necessarily an easy stretch in this schedule.
But I do like that. I do like the, and I like going to Green Bay. I'd rather go to Green Bay in September than November.
Well, for sure. Well, I will say this. One of the times they went there in September, it was like really cold,
right.
But it was late September. So not early, but yes, I agree. Listen, man, like there was the fear the other day of like, oh my God, they might play Green Bay on Christmas.
Mm.
And that would have been brutal for a lot of reasons,
mm-hmm.
you know, in addition to the weather. And so to play them in September, it's like, yeah, this is great. So, but yes, I think for their sake too, it is. And, you know, even like the Giants early on, you know, getting a team that's made some changes and, you know,
I don't hate it
with quarterback. So I think that's fine. And, I think it's always hard with schedules because we don't know who's going to really be good, but I think you can look at some of these teams like, will the Bears be that much better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much better will Dallas be with Dak back? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, who knows? I mean, it's Minnesota with JJ McCarthy. Will they be as good? Don't know. So it's
unlikely.
You know, it's hard. Yeah.
Hey, where do you stand now a few weeks after the draft and free agency, et cetera? Like how good do you feel? Like how good did they do? How much better is this roster than a year ago?
I think it's definitely better.
Yeah.
Listen, man, the thing that I love is what they've done on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is to me, the best thing because you now, and I was talking about this with someone yesterday, it's like, you're now giving Jaden Daniels a line that he can really trust. If it gets to where they hope it gets to now, how long will it take Connolly to become an effective starter, right? It's hard to come in right away and be really, really good, but to be effective and then Coleman moving to guard, like, you know, when does he kind of hit his stride and when does Cosme get back?
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing like down the stretch, I think watching that group develop will be interesting, but you know, getting Tunsil and all that. Like, I really like what they've done there. If, let's say in the end, if Allegretti and Wiley are your backups, like, that's really good depth. So
right.
I love what they've done there. Give him something he can trust more. Give him a speed guy in Jalen Lane that can maybe make some plays. Noah Brown back, Debo, et cetera. So I think, like, I really like that. Defensively, you know, I look at it and say, I think they'll be better against the run up front. I know we've all talked about edge rushers. By far the biggest issue was stopping the run. On paper, they feel pretty good about what they've done up front.
Right.
You know, I think you still be like, well, let's wait and see because, you know, there were four number one picks in that group a couple of years ago and we all thought they produced and they didn't. So you want to wait and see, but they've gotten better there. But how much better is a D? I mean, I like the Amos pick. I think that will help. But, you know, I do think it's a better roster for sure. Is it enough where you say like, yeah, this team will definitely do this? Well, I don't know how many rosters are that way.
Yeah.
But I also think the last thing I'll say on that, I also felt like going into the offseason that to get to where the Eagles roster is, you probably need another year, another really good offseason. But we're also talking about getting to the level of the Super Bowl champion that has been really good for a few years. You know what I mean? So it's not, I don't think that's an insult to say that. I think that's
not going to happen overnight.
It's how good the Eagles roster is. Like, they've done a terrific job.
Well, you know, with the rumblings with Hendrickson in Cincinnati, it is intriguing, John, but I don't understand where we would get the capital. Like, we got five picks next year, right? I mean, I don't even understand how we can
most likely. They'll probably get a comp pick too. So okay, we'll give them six. But I think it's that. And then again, I was talking to a couple people yesterday about this too. Who like they both brought the same point separately, which is you go and do that, and you know if you don't go and extend you know, Terry, and you got Debo, you got Tunsil, who's going to want, like, you go and get Hendrickson and give him this monster deal, what's the ripple effect in the locker room if these other guys aren't taken care of? Like that, now that's a side thing, right? And if you have the right locker room, you can handle it. If you know you're going to get these things done, okay. I think that would, that adds to some of what you'd say would be a complicating factor, perhaps.
Right.
But yeah, in terms of capital, like they don't have, that's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're... The one thing they would have to hope is that they, that the Bengals put themselves into a Trent Williams situation, which is,
he
doesn't play that year, and then it's like you're gone, and now you get a third and a fifth for a guy who's, you know, really, really good.
Right.
John, thanks as always for the time. We know you're up late digesting that schedule. We appreciate you coming on early, man. Thanks again.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Always enjoy.
That's John Keim, Commanders reporter for ESPN. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we will have our first schedule prediction of the year 2025. It won't be the last, but it will be the first. We'll do that at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.